The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Mem Gimel, and we are on the bottom line of daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. So yesterday, we began a Mishnah on daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that discussed different people that don't have an ability to be machzik in specific properties. The Mishnah began discussing with Ha'umnin. The Gemara said, Avu de Shmuel and Levi didn't have the word Umnin in our Mishnah, which at first glance would actually make a lot of sense, because an Umnin is not being machzik in somebody's property, but rather the discussion is whether or not he can make a cheskas metaltalin. Can you say, Chazaka kol mashatachas yad adam hare ushaloi? Or do we say that since we know that it's usual and customary for him to be in the possession of other people's things, it's similar to goydras that are in chazak? The Mishnah continued and mentioned Ashutfin, Ha'arisin, V'ha'putropin. Loy the Ish Chazaka Benechse Ishtoi, V'loy the Ish Chazaka Benechse Baila, Loy the Av Benechse Aben, V'loy the Ben Benechse Av, Hatzad Ashova Shabahem. These are all situations where people either have Rishus to be in somebody else's property, or at the very least, if they're in somebody else's property, you could assume that that somebody else is in Makbid as a result. There was no expectation for the Ma'arer to be Moicha. Therefore, you cannot establish a chazaka. There was a little bit of a discussion in the Gemara whether shutfin, in fact, ain lahem chazaka, or perhaps shutif yeshloi chazaka. Shmuel, not avuah de Shmuel. Shmuel had a gersa that said shutif yeshloi chazaka. And the Gemara said va'az de Shmuel etamei da amar Shmuel hashutfin machzikin zalza. The Gemara asked the kasha. Shmuel himself said someplace else that a shutif is kiyur brishus, which would seem to suggest that being that he goes to his other partner's possession, Bershus, he's not in a position to be able to be machzik. And the Gemara said, like Kasha, Hadanachas al-Kula, Hadanachas al-Palga. It depends if the Shutif is arguing that even though once upon a time I had a partner, I bought him out, and now I own the entire field. Or he's arguing that previously we had some fuzzy arrangement where between the two of us we owned everything. But I've since made a chazaka on a certain chelik, so that belongs to me. One halach of Shmuel was talking about where he was nachis lekula. The other halach of Shmuel was talking about where he was nachis lepalga. Which one was which? Amri la lahai gisa, the amri la lahai gisa. Either way, the Mishnah mentioned a halacha regarding a shutif. The fact that shutfin cannot be machzik one and the other. So we digress a little bit and we discuss other halachas related to a shutif. Two shutfin can testify about each other. So if Reuven and Shimon are partners, and now there's some sort of court case with regards to a possession that belongs at first glance to the two of them, the halacha is that one shutif is allowed to go to Beis Din, and he can say edus about the chelik that belongs to his partner. Frank the Gemara, the obvious question. Am I noigim be'edusanheim? Because it's true, the chelik that doesn't belong to the shutif that's testifying, maybe for that he's not a negeya be'edus, but he's a shutif. Part of it belongs to him. So part of it belongs to him. How in the world can he say edus? Discussing a case where the shutif that's saying edus was mesalik himself. He relieved himself from his shutfes. He walked away from his partnership. At this point, he's not a shutif. He's not a negev be'edus. He's not a negev be'edus. He could say edus. But the Gemara says, v'chikas of lei mahavi. Who cares that he walked away? V'tanyu lintan abraiso. Ha'im el chaveroi. If somebody tells his shutif, din udvarim, ein li al sodazu, ve'ein li esik ba, v'yodai misulaka seymenu, lo'yom mar klom. This comes up in Pesachta's Ketubah several times. That if Reuven and Shimon are partners, they own a field together, and Reuven writes on a piece of paper, or he tells his shutif, I'm walking away. I have no interest anymore. It's not so simple. Once you're a owner of something, the only way to walk away from it is either to sell it or to give it to somebody else, b'matana, which would mean that there has to be somebody on the receiving end of it. But you can't just walk away from it. That's not something you can do. So how could you tell me that the reason the shutif wasn't a gei be'edus was because he wrote, din udvarim in al sadazu? He walked away from it. You can't walk away from something that you own. He didn't just walk away. He didn't just write it. They made a chalipin. They made a kinyan of some sorts. Oh, they made a kinyan. Siluk, betziruf, kinyan, does work. But the Gemara says, v'chikonu miyodeh ma'havi, it still shouldn't work. Hare ma'mido b'fnei bal choyvoy. I could still argue that even if the shutif walked away from his shutis, so right now he's not a partner, he still should be possible from saying edus, because he's still a negeya b'dabas. So let's put a case to the Gemara. Reuven and Shimon owned a field together. The field was worth $10,000. Reuven owned $5,000 in the field. Shimon owned $5,000 in the field. Reuven was mesalik himself from the field. They made a kinyan chalipin. So right now, Shimon owns the entire $10,000. It could be Shimon paid for it. There must have been some consideration. People don't just walk away from a $5,000 interest in something. Whatever the consideration was. But Reuven right now is not an owner in this field. Levi now comes, and Levi's ma'ar. Levi says, this field that Shimon's living in, that Reuven and Shimon were once partners in, it belonged to me. This field is mine. Says the Gemara, Reuven has a right to go to Beis Din, and Reuven can say Eidos against Levi. He can testify that the field really belongs to Shimon. Now, isn't he a Negeya Be'edos? By him doing that, he's saying, no, right now he's not a Negeya Be'edos. Had he said Eidos 6 months ago, before he was Mesalik himself from his interest in this property, Avada, he would have been a Negeya Be'edos. He would have been saying Eidos about himself. But right now, he since walked away. As a result, he's not a Negeya Be'edos. He's not a Negeya Be'edos. Says the Gemara, he should do it. But the Gemara says, I'll give you a scenario where there could be a problem. What would be if Reuven borrowed money from somebody? Reuven owes that person money. Right now, Reuven is stone broke. So that if his malva, his creditor comes and he tells Reuven, you know that $5,000 that you borrowed from me? Where is that money? Reuven says, I don't have it. It would be in Reuven's interest to say that this property that once belonged partially to Reuven now belongs to Shimon. Levi is contesting, really doesn't belong to Levi and belongs to Shimon. The reason is, because if it belongs to Shimon, it means that it once belonged to Reuven and Shimon, so that this Malva, called Yehuda, can now go and collect his loan from the property. Because the halach is that a Milva B'shtar, Milva Al-Peh B'edim, we spoke about that very briefly in yesterday's Daf Sugis, and then the first parak above a Metziah, Goyvim and Achasim Meshubadim. And if Reuven pays up his loan, Reuven's going to be sitting good now. He's not a loiva rosh of a loy shalim. It would make a lot of sense for him to want that. So zok to Gemara, it's true that this second, if you focus in only on this case, you'll tell me Reuven's not a negei be'edus, because Reuven's saying Eidos about a field that enechinami he once owned, but right now he doesn't own. So being that he doesn't own it right now, why is it a negei? I'll tell you, because it's possible that Reuven has a creditor. And if Reuven has a creditor, and this field gets reinstated as Shimon's, it would mean then that Reuven once owned half. If Reuven once owned half, the Malva would be able to collect from it. If the Malva collects from it, Reuven's not going to owe anybody money anymore. So freak the Gemara, v'chikonu miyodeh ma'havi. Who cares that Reuven was mesalik himself and that you made a kinyan chalipin? Hare ma'mida b'fnei bal choyvei. Right now, by Reuven testifying that it belongs to Shimon, it means it once belonged to Reuven, so that Reuven's Bal Choyv can now go collect from it. And if somebody sells his field to a friend, no recourse, meaning that if somebody comes now and contests and says that it never really belonged to the Moicher, the Loikech can't go to the Moicher and ask him for anything back. The can't say Yedus. Because maybe the Moicher has a Bal Choyv and he wants that the real owner should be the Lekeach, because that would mean that the previous real owner was the Moicher, so that the Moicher will be able to pay up his loan from this piece of property. Perhaps the answer to this question, and the reason why the Shutif could be made for his other partner, once he's Mesalik himself, is the Kabbal Le'achrayas. It's talking about where the Shutif was Mekabbal Achrayas. So when the Shutif gave, or must, like we said earlier, presumably sold his interest in this field, his 50%, to his partner, he took upon achrayus, so that if somebody later comes and contests who the real owner of this field was, he would make him whole. But the Gemara says achrayus to ma'ine, achrayus to alma. When we say he took upon himself achrayus, did it mean that if someone's going to say that it never belonged to Reuven in the first place, so Reuven didn't have a right to sell it, then the halach is that Reuven's going to have to give back any consideration that he got from Shimon, and then kolshken the michale, then this whole Gemara is dead on arrival, then it's poshut that Reuven shouldn't be able to say Eidos. Because what was the whole premise that Reuven should be able to say Eidos? He was Masalik himself. It's very nice he was Masalik himself, but he got money when he was Masalik himself. And if it turns out later that Reuven never owned the field, he's going to have to give the money back. So Fashteitzach, he's not allowed to say Eidos. Elos, up to Gemara, Achrayis, the Asyule Machmase. What the case must be is where the Shutif, that was Misalik himself, Reuven took upon himself Achrayis. He said that if one of his creditors are going to come later and going to take back the 50% that he sold to Shimon, Reuven tells Shimon, I'm going to make you Shimon whole. If that's the case, you have nothing to worry about. Because what was the issue? The issue was that Enachinami, the Shutif, was Misalik himself. So based on that, he should be able to say, hey, this is about his Shutif. Why not Mi'idin Zalzeh? If I'm a partner right now, I get it. But when the Gemara made the Akimta, that when we say a shutif can be made for his shutif, it's only after he already relieved himself from his shutifis. So at that point, what should be the issue? The Gemara said, I'll tell you what the issue would be. The issue would be, what if the shutif that relieved himself, Reuven had a Baal Chayv, that Baal Chayv wants money from Reuven, to the extent that someone's Ma'arer and says that this field never belonged to Reuven, so Reuven has no way of paying his chayv. But if Reuven says Eidos, that the field did once belong to Reuven, so now Reuven can take this field, give it back to his Baal Chayv, and be off with his Baal Chayv. That all makes sense if once Reuven takes the field back from Shimon and gives it to his Baal Chayv, he's not going to owe anything to Shimon. But let's say he was Mekabel Achrayis with Shimon. So he told Shimon, if my Baal Chayv ever comes and takes this field away from me, I'm going to make you whole. So what did he gain by doing that? So you're right, he robbed Peter to pay Paul. He took money from Shimon to give to his creditor, and now he owes Shimon money. So he, instead of being a Leiva Rosh of Alei Yishalim to Reuven, or to his Baal Chayv, he's a Leiva Rosh of Alei Yishalim to Shimon. It's a net zero sum game. He didn't gain anything by doing this. It's for that reason, Mi'idin Zalzeh. If he doesn't say Eidos, so he's going to owe money to his Baal Chayv. If he does say Eidos, and we accept his Eidos, he's going to owe money to his Shutif Shimon. So Manav Shach, he's going to be in the same exact position. If he's going to be in the same exact position, it's for that reason, Mi'idin Zalzeh. But the Gemara is not finished. But says the Gemara, V'chi Misalik Nafshu. Here we have the easier part of the sugya. Mi Misalik. It still should be a problem. Why? A Shutif should still not be able to say Eidos. Tanya, because we learned in a Braiso. B'nei Irshin, Yignam Sefer Torah Shalehem. A Shtot, a Shtetl. They had their one Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah was stolen. Ain't donin b'dayne yoseyes. When the Yonim sit down and they want to paskin, preside over this Shiloh, we're going to go find the Ganav, and we're going to make sure that he pays kefil, whatever we're going to do to this Ganav. So the Dayanim of the city from which the Sefer Torah was stolen, they don't have the authority to paskin this Shiloh. The Ein Mevi'in Raya Me'anshei Oisei Oir. Additionally, the members of this city, of this shtetl, don't have the right to walk into court and to say Eidos. Why? Then it gave Eidos. Because they want their Sefer Torah. So being that they want their Sefer Torah, they're all Negeya. There's a Psul Negeya on the Eidim. There's a Psul Negeya on the Dayanim. No one can say Eidos. Nobody can paskin. You're going to have to find some independent, partial group that are going to come in and they're going to say, fake the Gemara, the Im Isa, what's the big deal? If everything that we just learned this morning is correct, there's a very easy way out. The Salku Betrei Minayu, let two Dayanim be misalik themselves from this Sefer Torah. They're going to say, we have no interest in this Sefer Torah anymore. V'ledainu, and let them say Eidos. Says the Rashba. You know what the Oisper of the Gemara is? You know what the reason you probably can't do that is? Because it just doesn't smell right. It's what we know as a knunya. It looks like you're doing something a little greasy, a little slippery. You're being misalik yourself today, and then tomorrow you're going to unmisalik yourself, and you're going to be back as a member of this. It just doesn't work. You can't just be misalik yourself. If you're negei bedavar, there was once an element of negeis that you had, you can't be misalik yourself so that now I'm not a negei anymore. You make something hefker. Hefker, it's not mine, and then you coin it the next day. It's a knunya. It doesn't work that way. So it's for that reason that they can't do it. That's what the Gemara thinks. So Zok the Gemara, who has it over here? The Shutif shouldn't be able to just be Masalik himself and suddenly be able to say Eidos about property and things that once upon a time belonged to him. To the extent that he was once in a gay bedover, he should be out. Zok the Gemara, could be not. It could be really, we're not chayish the knunya. And a Shutif could be Masalik himself and then say Eidos. I in that price, so why was it an issue? Because Shani said, Sefer Torah de l'Shmiya. Sefer Torah, how in the world are you going to be Masalik yourself? We were talking about a Sefer Torah. You need a Sefer Torah to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. Everyone needs to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. So it just wasn't a good practice she'etza. You're right. If there was a practical way to be Masalik yourself, maybe we could have. And don't prove from there that you cannot lahalacha be Masalik yourself. Maybe lahalacha, you could be Masalik yourself. And that's the beer in this morning's sugya. I let the Bnei Ha'ir, the Dayanei Ha'ir, be Masalik themselves, says the Gemara, for a Sefer Torah, there's a practical reason, it's not Tashma Ha'imit, if somebody says, I want to give a mana to the people of my city, and then he didn't want to give it, so Bezdin wanted to enforce this mana. So the Bezdin of the city to which the mana was supposed to go, they can't enforce it. Nor can they call to the witness stand, Edom from that city. Because they're all negei b'davar, they all want the mana. They're all members, they're going to benefit from this. Why don't two people say that we're not going to benefit from this mana? Let them pass it and let them say eidos. Says the Rachanami b'sefer Torah. He wasn't just giving a mana, he was giving a mana towards the Sefer Torah campaign. So again, practically speaking, there's no way to be masalik yourself. How can you be masalik yourself? You're not going to go to shul anymore on Shabbos. Kiddush club from Kayan straight through Avtaira. Doesn't work that way. If somebody says, give a mana, not to the city, but to the aniyim of the city. Again, same halacha. All the dayanim of that city, of whose aniyim are supposed to be the beneficiaries of this pledge, they can't pass in the shayla. Nor can anybody in the city say eidos. So the Gemara interjects, Vitizbera, Aniyim, Shakli, Daini, Mifsali. Only the Aniyim are supposed to be beneficiaries over here. Why should all the Dayanim be Pasul? I understand the Dayanim that are Aniyim should be Pasul. Then the Gei Bedavar. But why should all the Dayanim be Pasul? The Gemara says, you're right. Elo Emo, Ein Donim, Bedayone, Aniye Oysoyer. That's really the way the Brice is supposed to read. The Emo Viraya, Me Aniye Oysoyer. But again, the cash is Vamai. List Algube Tre Navshayo, Villadino. Let two Dayonim Aniye, two Edim Aniye, be Masalik themselves. We won't benefit from this mana. And let's paskin. So what do you see again? What's the Gemara trying to prove? That you can't be Masalik yourself when you're in a Gei Bedavar. Because we're worried about a Knunya. You'll be Masalik yourself today, and then you'll come back tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Hachanami b'Sefer Torah. We're talking about a Sefer Torah. But this is already a little bit dachuk, because it sounds like we're talking about Aniyim. Aniyim are not raising money for a Sefer Torah. They're getting and receiving pledges so you can help put food on their tables. So the Gemara, no. Really, it's Sefer Torah. V'amai karudu aniyim. D'hakul it's Sefer Torah. Aniyim, hey. Which, I guess, as a Maimer Hamusker, certainly can ring true in many different ways. But Pashit, if you need a Sefer Torah and you don't have a Sefer Torah, you're an ani towards that Sefer Torah. So the Braisa used the word ani loosely, but we don't mean a real ani. Again, we mean a Sefer Torah. If we mean a Sefer Torah, that's the answer why you can't be Masalik yourself. You can't prove from here that you can never be Masalik yourself when you're in a Gei B'davar. Be by Seimo. Lo, even could you tell me Aniyim Mamash? Maybe we're in Aniyim Mamash. Uba Aniyim Derama Olayu. The Aniyim of the city were usually people that were taken care of by the city itself. So, Enechanami, you're going to tell me, let it Ani be Masalik himself. Or why does it affect people that are not Aniyim? The answer is because if there are Aniyim in the city, and it's incumbent upon the people in the city to take care of those Aniyim, every single member of the city is in a Gei B'davar. They still don't get it. Either Kitzlahu was the arrangement that every member of the city paid a fixed amount towards the Aniyim. So let the two people pay their membership. Let them give, let's say, their $100 a year, whatever they're supposed to give. Villadino. And then they Kapaskin, because now they're not negei b'davar anymore. So Hacham Mayaskina says the Gemara loikit. So either it's something that was loikit, wasn't like a fixed amount. Everybody gave based on whatever was necessary to give. So it's in everybody's interest for there to be more money in this fund for the Aniyei Ha'ir, because anything that they can't raise from outside funds, ultimately we're all going to be responsible for. The kids, so it could be talking about where everybody did give a fixed amount, but still still they want there to be more money, because the fixed amount that everybody has to give is based on how much money is in the Aniyim fund. So they probably assess it every year, every half year, every quarter. So it's in everybody's interest for there to be more money. Bottom line is, even though we're talking about Aniyim, but still everybody would be considered a Negeya B'davar. The next halacha, before we come back to Negeya B'davar, that we said regarding a Shutif. So Shutfin, a discussion whether they could be Machzikin Ze'alzeh, Me'idin Ze'alzeh, that's the Gemara we just learned, the Nasin Shoymri Sachar Ze'alzeh. they're considered shomrei sachos. If two shutfim are watching something together b'shutfis, and then it was either stolen or it was lost, the shutif klape, his shutif, is viewed as a shomrei sachos. He's going to be chayav b'gneiva v'aveda. Veit the Gemara v'nasan shomrei sachos alzeh amai shmira b'baylam hi. And the Gemara's kasha is based on its understanding that the way it worked was Reuven and Shimon that were partners were both watching their chelek at the same time. So that at the same time that Reuven was watching half, Shimon was watching half. And the Gemara is saying Reuven is a Shem Asachar on his half, and Shimon is a Shem Asachar on his half. But the Gemara's kasha is that to the extent that Shimon is watching Reuven's chefetz, and Reuven is watching Shimon's chefetz, all at the same time, it comes out that just like, let's look at it from Reuven's perspective, Reuven is watching Shimon's thing, but Shimon is also working for Reuven at that very same time. Because Shimon is watching Reuven's thing. I'm watching your thing and you're watching my thing. We're both helping each other simultaneously. That is what we know as Shmira B'Bailim. What's Shmira B'Bailim? That's the first sugya in Perek HaShoyel. So we went through it together somewhat in detail when we learned Perek HaShoyel not so long ago. But the basic concept is that if somebody borrows somebody else's object and at the time of the She'ela, the owner of that object is working for the shayol, and then an oinus happens, for example, the halacha is a shayol is going to be potter from oinus. So the kasha is that it's true, I'm watching your object, but you're also watching mine. So by you watching mine, it means you're working for me. So I should be potter from Neva Aveda. Because just like a shayol's potter, b'balavimai, a shayol's potter is also potter b'balavimai. Amar Papa, the Amale, the case was where he told him, Shmarli Hayoim, you watch for me today, Vani Eshma L'Cholamachar, and I'm going to watch for you tomorrow. So they actually weren't both watching simultaneously. Reuven was watching Shimon's one day, Shimon was watching Reuven's the next day. So the day that Reuven is a Shomer, Shimon is not a Shomer. So Shimon's not working for Reuven at the day that Reuven's a Shomer. Thus, it's not going to be Shmir B'Bayim. Bava Basra, Daf Mem Gimel, is an important daf. We seem to be saying that a lot lately, as it is probably the first place you want to go when you sit down to learn the sugya of Negei Be'edos, the sugya of Negei B'davar. So one thing was clear in today's daf, that if somebody is a Negei B'davar, he has a vested interest in the outcome of a certain court case, he's Pasul Eidos. Negei is Pasul Eidos. An Isha is Pasul Eidos. A Karev is Pasul Eidos. A Russia is Pasul Eidos. Like it's a Bai V'Rava. How you define Russia? Is it Russia the Hamas? What about a mumur oichon nevelos lahachis? Is he a Russia? Is he not a Russia? He's one of the Yalkagam. But there's a whole Shulchan Aruch, Chitzimin Lamedal Rechayshavish, but that discusses Psulei Eidos. An example of a Psulei Eidos is a Negeya Be'edos. So let's get into it a little bit. The Gemara suggested that Shutfin are Me'idin Ze'al Ze'al. And the Gemara's kasha was, how could a shutta be made zeh al zeh? Isn't he in a gay be'edos? So the Gemara said, hacha b'mayaskinon, off the bat, the kasev le'dinu dvarim, eili al-sadezu, the shutif was misalik himself, and mean that he was misalik himself from the shutfis, right now he's not in a gay be'dover anymore. So if he's not in a gay be'dover, he's not in a gay be'edos, he should be able to say edos. And there was a whole shakla v'tayya. Could you be misalik yourself? How would you be misalik yourself? Maybe it's a knunya. Maybe he's going to un-misalik himself after he was misalik himself. That was the sugi in the Gemara. Shita Mekubet says, asks, the koshali, I don't understand. There's a halacha, it's mavur, in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, that in order for someone to be koshal edos, he would have had to been kosher at the time that he witnessed this event that he's now testifying about in court, straight through the time when he's standing in court and actually saying edos. The Lashon HaGemara is, someone, in order to say Eidos, has to be kosher mitchilo ve'ad soif. Tchilosei bekashus ve'soifei bekashus. There can't be any time in between even when you're not kosher le'Eidos. So Freik, the Shita Mekubet says, I don't understand what the Havamin of the Gemara was that just go ahead and be misalik yourself. So now you'll be kosher. At the time that you bought it, or you claim that it belonged to Shimon, it also belonged to you, Reuven. Because Reuven and Shimon were once partners. Reuven has since been misalik himself. But Tchilasai, he was definitely Negei Be'edos. So if Tchilasai was Negei Be'edos, it's not Tchilasai Bekashus, V'soifei Bekashus. Freit the Shita Mekubet says, I don't understand Poshup Shad in the Sugya. And the Shita brings a few terutzen. But we'll just speak out the first. V'kosad Harai V'zal, ki be'inan hachi, when is it true that you need an aid to be kosher mitchilah v'atzoif, hani mili bepaslos de gufa. That's only if the reason we're disqualifying the aid is because he has some psul haguf. There's physically something wrong with him that disqualifies him from being an aid. Oybe paslus the kurva. Aval hocha, but over here, chshada denoygin be'edusan. There's nothing be'etzem wrong with the aid. It's just that right now, when he's testifying, we're suspicious that maybe what he's saying isn't true. Because we believe that he has some negius. He has a vested interest to maybe lie. V'chit salik chshada. As long as we can remove that chshad, ksherim, he'll be kosher. Bein ledin, bein le'edos. Adkan. Meaning, there's a pasul le'edos who has some psul be'etzem. There's a psul hagof. He's someone that physically is disqualified from saying edos. But then there's a different concept. I'm not a pasul le'ed. I'm a kosher aid. I meet all the criteria, have all the prerequisites necessary in order to be an aid. It just so happens that if Bezdin cross-examines an aid, and they're suspicious that maybe he's lying, we're going to chuck him. Every negeya be'edos, Bezdin suspects maybe he's lying, and as a result, they don't accept his testimony. But not because he's apostle. He's not apostle aid. He's no different than a kosher aid, matalan gabur, than pious. He walks in, mahajim in a mahajim, but Bezdin's like, I don't know, something about this guy rubs me the wrong way. And we're disqualifying, we're not going to accept his edos. It doesn't mean he became apostle aid. It means that they suspect that maybe he's lying. So says the rabbi, I love this. A negeya be'edos is not apostle aid. He's a kosher aid. It just so happens that he has this inherent, built-in chash meshaker that Bezdin will never accept his edos because they're always going to suspect that maybe something's wrong. So says the Shita, when is it true you have to be tchilase bekashrus v'soyfe bekashrus? That's, you have to make sure you were never apostle aid. Not betchila, not besoyf, you were always kosher. This negeya be'edos was always kosher. He was kosher when he was the negeya bedavar. He's kosher now that he's not negeya bedavar. It just so happens that when he was the negeya bedavar, there would have been a chash meshaker. Bezdin wouldn't have accepted his edus. Now that he's not a negeya bedavar, Bezdin would be able to accept his edus. That's the sugi over here. To let him be masalik himself and let not be a negeya bedavar. Either way, a beautiful lundis that the Shita Mekubetzes brings right here b'shem arayin. But the truth is that if you ma'ayin a little bit in the poskim, we'll see that this lumdus of the Ravid is very, very, very not pashut. And the place to begin this discussion, like the place to begin a lot of lumdusha, yeshivisha discussions, is the Ketzos HaChoshen Simen Lamed Dalet Dalet. So we're all familiar with the second half of Lamed Dalet Dalet, where the Ketzos talks about how Hidos Baldin Kameya Edim Dami works, and how Shavya Navshei Chaticha De Yisura works. But I think we're all a little less familiar with the beginning of Lamed Dalet Dalet. The context over there is the Ramah. The Ramah paskins in Chayshem Mishpat Simen Lamed Dalet Sif Katan Yud Ches. Kol Misha Noitel Schar Lahad. If somebody gets paid to say Edah, so I'll say Edah for you. However, it's going to come with a price. I'm going to send you an invoice. The halacha is a duse bottle. His edus is bottle. The Tzais brings that the Maria Ben Levin, a tshuva, was nestapic. He wasn't sure. A noitel schar lahoid. That a duse betela. Is it midday raisa? Or is it only midday rabbanan? Meaning, someone that takes money, gets paid to say edus, he's disqualified. He's a apostle aid. Is it on the raisa level that he's apostle aid? Or is it only on the rabbanan level? Says the Maria Ben Levin, what would be the tzad that it should be on the Dairaisa level? Because the reason a noita schar lahoid is pasul edus is because we're concerned that maybe he's lying. Maybe the reason he's saying edus is because that's how he supports his family. He says edus, people pay him, it's a good business. He did see it, he didn't see it, he doesn't get too technical. He says edus, a very obvious chashash mezhaker. Zok to Rehav and Leif, do we have to be chayish on the day raisa level that this person is a meshaker? Or maybe midday raisa person has a chazak, he's not going to lie. It's only the rabbanon were concerned that maybe this person is lying. Chshash meshaker, when it comes to edus, is there such a chshash on the day raisa level or not? That's really the bones of the shaila. If there's a chshash meshaker in the world, when it comes to somebody saying edus on the day raisa level, then a noitel schar lahad, where l'chur is a chash meshaker, he should be pasul edus midei raisa. But if we're never chayish that maybe a person is lying on a day raisa level, then a noitel schar lahad, we should neither be chayish midei raisa. What then would it be? It'd be a chash rabbah. Says in Rehav and Leiv that l'chur, the obvious sushtal to that is a negei be'edus. A negei be'edus is pasul edus midei raisa. Why? At first glance, you can argue it's because there's a chash meshaker. So you see that there is a concern when it comes to chash meshaker midei raisa. If that's the case, a noitel schar lahad should also be pasul edus. But zok to Rehav and Leiv, I'm not sure. Because it could be that the reason they gave the edos is possible edos is not because of a chash meshaker. Maybe there is no chash meshaker. Maybe a person has a chazaka and midday raisa would have a concern. Why is it so obvious throughout Shas that in the gave the edos is possible edos? I feel midday raisa. It's for a different reason. It's because if I'm in a gay be'edos, it comes out then when I'm saying edos about myself. So I'm walking into court, I'm saying edos about Shimon, my shutif. I hear. But if you're Shimon shutif, then directly or indirectly, but certainly inevitably, you're saying edos about yourself as well. You can't say edos about yourself. I can't say edos about my brother. I can't say edos about my father. I can't say edos about myself. Because Adam Karev Eitz Alatzmoy. So the same psul kurva you have when you say Eidus about a Karev, you would have if you say Eidus about yourself also. So Zakhtam Mariav and Lev, that the reason I'm a supik had to look at a Neutel Schar Lahoyen is because I'm a supik had to look at every Negev Eidus. If every Negev Eidus is Pasul Eidus because it's a Chshash Meshaker, so Neutel Schar Lahoyen is the same Chshash Meshaker. But if every Negev Eidus is not Pasul because of Chshash Meshaker, he's Pasul because he's a Karev, he's saying Eidus about himself, and Adam Karev Eitz Alatzmoy. So there's a real psul haguf when you say edus about yourself. He's not saying edus about himself. He's saying edus about someone else. So you don't have the psul kar. On the day right. So either way, that's the arichus advarim namriyav and leiv. And the ktsois says va'ayin shom dvarim hanechmodim. So the ktsois says that your Torah is nechmod. That's a haskama you want to get. But either way, says the ktsois, take a look in the tshuva. Dafnun amid beis. It's chelik aleph simin yotes with the mriyav and leiv was mine. Says the Ktzos, well, Nias Daiti Nira, I can prove to you from a Gemara Mesachtes Ksubas Daf Mem Vavam and Aleph that a Noitel Schar Lahoyit is Koshel Eidus Medei Reis. So says the Ktzos, let's do then the Mac of the envelope arithmetic. If a Noitel Schar Lahoyit is Koshel Eidus Medei Reis, that means there's no Chash Meshach Medei Reis. If there's no Chash Meshach Medei Reis, that means an Egei Be'edos is not Pasul Eidus because of the Chash Meshacher. It means he's Pasul Eidus because he's a Karev. Adam Karev Eitz Alatzmoy. It's for that reason that he's going to be Pasul Eidus. And it's from there that the Ktzos launches and segues into the second half. If every Negeya Be'edus is a Karev, and you see this new halacha, that just like I can't say Eidus about any one of my relatives, I can't say Eidus about myself either, because it's a Pasul Karev, then how do you understand Eidus Badin Kimeya Eidim Dami? So the Ktzos says that Rehavim Lev already discussed it in that side, and he said that you're right, Eidus Badin Kimeya Eidim Dami is not the Teich that we believe you, because you can't believe you about you, because Adam Karev Eitz Alatzmoy, Bein Luschos, Bein Luchay. Rather, it works with the parsha of Vischaivis, it works with the parsha of Matana, the parsha of Nedarim. That's how it works. The Ktzos says that he found the Dover Niflin, Rashi, Perek Oimer. This is the famous Ktzos that we learn from the parsha of Moide B'Miksas. It's a special mnemonic that a person has to say, Eidus to be Mechayiv Atzmai, even though he doesn't have an ability to say Eidus about himself in any other context, because Adam Karvates a lot. And that's the whole second half of the Ktzos. But as it relates to the first half, it's a Shiloh whether Neutel Schai Lahoyed is possible Eidus Mederais Mederabonon. The Heviu L'Safik Hazeh HaSafik HaAcher. What brought the Maria Belev to this Safik was the other Safik Shenestapik Sham Noigeya the Apostle Imu Mishum the Chashtina Leila Meshaker. Is that the reason, or is it Mishum the Adam Karev Uetz Alatzmoy? You're a Karev to yourself, and being that you're in a gay bedover, it comes out inevitably you're saying this about yourself. But what's the Maskon in the Ktzos? The Maskon in the Ktzos is that the reason a Negei Be'edus is possible is not because of a Chashash Meshaker. The reason a Negei Be'edus is possible Eidus is because he's saying Eidus about himself. Adam Karev Eitz Alatzmoy. And it's for that reason he can't say Eidus. The emes is that it's Kemat Mefurish in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of the 15th Perek in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Tezvav Alocha Aleph, Kol Eidus She'tavoy Lo'adam Hanoyo Mimeno. Any Eidus that when a person testifies, if his testimony is accepted, he would have benefit from Einoi Meyed Ba. He can't say Eidos. Shezek Kemeyed La'atzmoy. Because as if you're saying Eidos about yourself. So the Lashon HaRambam is very much mashma like the Ktzos HaChoshen. The emes is that if you look in the poskim, the Choshen Mishpat, Simen Lamed Zayin, Sefkot Nalav, right in the beginning. So the Sma brings from the Ir Shushan. So little in Yonah Diyayma. But who is the Ir Shushan? The Lavush. The Lavush in the Sefer Ir Shushan discussed the halacha of Negeya Be'edus, and he said, the reason in Negeya is possible, loy mishum de chashdin alei, not because we're choshed him, elo mishum de adam karev etzel atzmoy, because the person is karev. Like the Ktzoy said, like one side in the Maria Ben Lev, and like his mashmah the Lashon HaRambam. But says this man, the Shach says the same thing, upashidu be'enai, that tam who is not for that reason, but rather mishum de chashdin alei, bedovash yagi alei hanami menu. It's because of a chashash meshaker. Bottom line is, this raivid that we said, that the reason there's no tchilase bekashrus v'soife bekashrus is really totally bashli ravavi. It's totally in the Mariav and Leif Shaila, it's totally in the Ktsoises Maskana, the Lashon HaRambam Perek Tesvav Alocha Aleph and Hilchos Eidos, and really the Machloikis Levush on the one hand, the Shachin Sma on the other hand, ashli ravavi mamish. The reason he gave Eidos is possible, is it because it's a psula guf, adam karav eitzel atzmai, and just like you can't say Eidos about your karav, you can't say Eidos about yourself, or is it merely a chash meshaker, and as we saw already, one nafkamina in the Shita Mekubeses. But there's another very interesting nafkamina, and the backdrop to that is a classic tshuva. Every tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda is classic, but a classic tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda. And I'll read the shayla inside. It's Evan Ezer Simin Chav Zayin. A woman went to Medina Sayyam. A woman's husband went to Medina Sayyam. Day after day, month after month, year after year passed. But we haven't heard from this man. A man comes from Medina Sayyam. And he says, I have Eidos that's going to change your life. Something about your husband. However, I'm not willing to disclose it unless you pay me sach kach bekach. If you give me money, I'll say Eidos. What they did was, the woman said, I'm asking. However, what if they don't accept your Eidos? So they set up an escrow. They set up a shlish, a third person. He was going to hold the money. If Bezdin was going to accept this person's Eidos, they were going to release the funds, and this person was going to get paid for saying Eidos that this man had died, so she's not an Aguna anymore, she could get married. If, however, Bezdin wasn't going to accept this Eidos, this man wasn't going to get paid. He went to Bezdin, he said Eidos, he had a whole fantastic story, that first this man went off the derech, Hamer Dasai, his Gevaren Agalach, Umeis, Vahu Haye Eitzel Abis, and he was there literally while he was dying. Pasku adayonim that they ought to pass kinsha in edus of ayalas that the edus doesn't work. Kibin shu negei bedava v'gara mi noitel schar. He's worse than a noitel schar lahad because the noitel schar lahad gets paid first, and then afterwards we figure out whether they accept his edus or not. Here is a real negei bedava. He needed this edus to follow through because he's not getting paid if they don't accept his edus. That was the psak halacha. They said that he has to give the money back to the woman, and this is where it got controversial. If now, after he gives the money back to the woman, he wants to go again, and he wants to say Eidos, and this time not get paid, that's okay. That we're going to let him do. But originally, where he was getting paid, it's a problem, because he's a Neitel Schar L'Hayav, strike one, and he's in a Gei B'Eidos, strike two. You want to give the money back, not get paid, and say Eidos Sim Tzveitin Mo? That's good. You're not a kiva jehigut shuvan echazer mag, because you're not going to contradict what you previously said. You're going to say it again. Just this time, you're going to do it right. This time, you're not going to get paid. And that psak was a very controversial psak. And there was a big tumult. The ktsas ma'irim bedavar says the Neid of Yehuda. People weren't happy with it because once he paskined at a time that he was in egeya be'edos, it could be now he can't be mesalik himself, right? Shmecks from our sugi a little bit. Ki ovid inish lachzuke dibure. Because once a person says something, he doesn't want to be perceived as a liar. So now there's another motivation, another negei be'edos for him to go and lie, even if originally he wasn't telling the truth. So lekatchila, we didn't believe him. Now you believe him? No, maybe he's just doing it to save some face, to look good. But if now all of a sudden he says, I'm not saying Eidos because I'm not getting paid, so what's that going to do to his credit? Obviously, it's not going to be good. Bottom line is, there was a big tomo what the halacha is. The Yehuda says that the emes is, the first thing you have to don is, whether there's a psul negei bedover when you're dealing with Eidos isha. Because this is not a regular Eidos moment. This is not our sugya. This is what we know as Eidos isha. Isha shalach bai levdina sayam. And Eid Echad is even believed to come and say, the man died. Apostle the Eidos is believed to walk into Bezdin and say the man died. The woman herself, the Isha herself is believed to say Eidos that the man died. So let me read to you the Lashon of the Neid of Yehuda. Rani, this was the Muscho Rishon of the Neid of Yehuda. I don't even know if there was a problem in the first place. Even though he's in a gay, he's getting paid to say Eidos. Since when is an egeya be'edos possible be'edos isha? V'haga ba'atzmecha. Think about it for a minute. Ha'isha gufan emenes al atzmecha. The woman herself is believed to say edos that my husband died. Umina egeya bedava yosem imena. Who's a bigger egeya bedava than she herself? And still you see, there's no problem. Elamai, another kula that you find in the parasha of edos isha must be that in a geva edos is kosher edos. So I'm not even sure there was a problem in the first place, says the Neid Yehuda. But then the Neid Yehuda does an about face, page after page, ha'ara after ara, brilliant, brilliant tshuva, kedarke b'kodesh. And at the very end of the tshuva, says the Neid Yehuda, I think at the end of the day, this shaila, whether it's a psul negev b'davar, b'edos isha or not, is going to come down to the machloikis, levush, in a sefer Ir Shushan on the one side, and the Shachan Sma on the other side, the Sufik of the Maria Evan Lev that the Ksai brings in Sinan Lamadal, it's going to come down to this Chakira. Negei B'davar's Pasal Eidos because there's a Psul Aguf, because you're a Karev, or Negei B'davar's Pasal Eidos because there's a Chash Meshachar. If a Negei B'Eidos is Pasal because there's a Psul Aguf, all the Psuli Haguf are B'Tele M'Muvu Talin when it comes to Eidos Isha. You're allowed to say Eidos about your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. There's no Hilchas Kurva. All the psulim are kashal edus. So Adam Karev Eitz Alatzma shouldn't be a problem either. But if the reason a Geba Edus is possible, because there's a real Cheshash Meshaker, there's a Cheshash Meshaker, if somebody walks into Bezdin and says that man that went to Bedina Sayyam died, and Bezdin listens to his testimony, and there's a Cheshash Meshaker, of course Bezdin's not going to accept his edus. Avad the Cheshash Meshaker is not going to work. The kula that you find the Eidos Isha is that all the different psulim be'etzim that you have, the psule Eidos, they're not the gzeris akasuvs of Eidos, don't apply. But avadu with his achshash meshaker, avadu that's going to be an issue. And then at the end, says the Nebi Yehuda, I'll bring you two rayas from Shas that a negeya bedover is kashal Eidos. They're both chidushin. One is a chidush in lamdis. The other one's a little bit of a chiddush lahalacha, certainly a chiddush and chab. I'll just go through them both very, very quickly. The Gemara in Masechta Yevam is Daf Pezayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses how do you know that an Eid Echad is believed by Eidos Isha. So you know what the Gemara's first reaction is? The Gemara says you learn it out from a regular Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim. If an Eid Echad is Nebe Bisurim, why in the world should Eid Echad not believe to say Eidos Isha? The Gemara says, Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim, when is Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim getting Daf Beis? Anyone that has a son in 7th grade or 8th grade? When is Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim? That's only if it's not as Chazik Yisura. So you have a piece of meat. I don't know if it's kosher meat or non-kosher meat. Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim. But Eichad is Chazik Yisura. If you know something is for sure, usher. There's a Chazaka saying one thing, and Eid Echad wants to go Kinega the Chazaka, Avada, in that case, you don't say Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim. So over here, where this woman is Becheskas Eishes Ish, Eid Echad is not believed be Isurim to be Maitzi, the woman from Becheskas Eishes Ish. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara ultimately comes out. You want to know why Eid Echad is Nebe Bisurim? It's Mitoich, or Eid Echad is believed be Eidos Isha. It's Mitoich Chomesh Echmar Toleh Besoifa, Hikal Toleh Betchil. The reason we make a list is because what happens if this man really didn't die and this woman goes and gets married to somebody else and then the husband shows up one day or two Eidim walk in and Eidim tell us we know for sure this man is alive. She has problems. Teitei mizeh mizeh, mamzeris. That's the whole first fun Mishnah in the beginning of Perikah Isha Rabbi. Yevomis dat peizayin amabes. So if it doesn't play out well, she's in big, big trouble. Therefore, we say daiki isha min sabah. She's probably going to do her diligence and we're going to believe the Eid Echad. I make a tasty. Mishumiguna kilo be rabban. So there's a whole tumult that we show him. Kama kumas in the shtabru. How to reconcile this gemara at the end of the day? But listen to the lumdus of the Neid of Yehuda. Says the Neid of Yehuda, you know how I think you have to understand the maskanas gemara. And he doesn't just make this up. He bases it on a lashon atosfes in Masechtas Yevamos that peches on the base. The way you walk away from the gemara is coming back to what it thought originally. Eid Echad is believed by Eidos Isha. Because Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim. The kasha was Ischazik Yisura. And when it's Ischazik Yisura, Eid Echad is not Nebe Bisurim. The teretz is Mitoy Chomer Shehechmar Toleh Besoifa Hikal Toleh Besoifa. Bitchilas. Daike Isha Mitzah. Mishum Iguna Akil Be Rabbanon. And it's for that reason we don't look at this Ischazik Yisura. Those two svaris that the Gemara said at the end of the sugya is really tying back to the beginning of the sugya. It's negating the Ischazik Yisura. What you're left with then is a regular Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim. Again, the Gemara thought Eidos Isha is Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim. The kasha is Ischazik Yisura. The answer is Daik Yisho Mintzaba Mishum Aginu Akel Berabanan. Therefore, it neutralizes Ischazik Yisura. What you're left with is Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim. Thus, Eid Echad is believed Eidos Isha. Zakti Neid Bihuda. If that's true, it's Pashat, there's no Psal Negev Eidos. Because by Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim, is there a Psal Negev? I'll tell you two classic examples. The first one is Rashi always brings. How do you know Eid Echad Nebe Bisurim? So get in that base and base. You walk in to your neighbor's house for a Shabbos Suda. The Balabusta puts food on the table. How do you know it's kosher food? Maybe the meat that was used in the challah wasn't kosher. Oh, because she said it's kosher. So what? Don't you need to aid them and a bezdin and a tribunal, cross examination, drishas chakiris, teretz erechin and bisurim? Isn't she in a gay bedahmer? She's saying that she herself used teretz. There's no psul negeya. A woman comes home from the mikvah. She tells her husband she's tahar. Erechin and bisurim. Why? She's saying it is about herself. The teretz is no psul negeya be'edus when it comes to erechin and bisurim. So if there's no psul negeya be'erechin and bisurim, and at the end of the day, the reason erechin is believed be'edus isha is because erechin and bisurim. It's for that reason there's going to be no psul erechin. The second raya that he brings, also from a sugi mesechtes yevamis daf kuf yud zayin amad beis, the Mishnah says one of the last mishnayos in Mesechtes Yevamos, that even though apostles believe to say Eidos Be'Eidos Isha, there are five exceptions. These are the five infamous kriven that we are not supposed to trust. I call them Manim Lehi'ida. Everyone's believed to say Eidos about this woman, even a woman herself. Chutz, Micha Moisa, her shviger, don't trust her. Ubascha Moisa, your shviger's daughter, meaning your husband's sister. Vitzarasa, the other wife. V'yevimta, that's your husband's brother's wife. Ubas Baila, your husband's daughter. They're all not believed. The Yehuda brings from the Chelkis Mechaikik, who quotes a Shulte Gibor that said that the Mishnah mentions the female version of these kraven. The Shviger, the Shvegerin, your husband's daughter. What about the male version? What about your Shver? What about your Shvager? What about your husband's son? They all be believed to say Eidos. It's a because it's a Shulte Giborim, it's brought down in Simon Yud Zayin of Cotton Yud in the Chelkis Mechaikik. Freit the Noid of Yehuda, it can't be. I have a problem with that. With one of them, Ben Baila, this woman's husband's son. How in the world could the husband's son be believed to walk into Eid Bezdin and say that your husband died? Who's her husband? His father. You can't say your father died. Because if your father died, you're going to get a Yerusha. If you're going to get a Yerusha, you're in a gay bedavar. So how in the world could you say Eidos? Gvaldig Akasha. You know what the Teretz must be? But Eidos Isha, there's no psul in the gay bedavar. So says the Rebbe, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, oh, you're making a toys. You're being toy bedvar Mishnah. Because it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that even in Eidacha that's believed by Eidos Isha is only believed to allow this woman to get married. But the Eidacha is not believed as it relates to the Yerusha. The Yerusha remains in some trust somewhere. Bezdin presides over until they figure out what to weigh them. Because the Dide Mominus component cannot be Huchra al Pi Eidachon. But says the Rebbe, you really think this person knew that? There's no way this person knew that. At the very least, there's a possibility that this person didn't know that. And if there's a possibility this person didn't know that, we already established that it could be this guy's a liar. There's a chash meshaker. There has to be. If there's a tzad in his edus, then maybe he had a vested interest, we knock it out. And he bases it on a shach and simulam. And hey, bottom line is dvarim the flaw. And he says from the fact that only bas bailo can't say edus made this issue, but ben bailo could. Hagam, there's a tzad negiyus over there. So you say, Meris, there's no psul negei b'davar b'edus issue. What would be the svara? The svara would be the machloikis, the irshushan, the levush on the one side, the sman, the shach on the other side, the suffering and the briyav and leiv. At the end of the day, he says that it's one thing when you learn the lumdus of these sugyas, so you can clear machloikis rishoyne, but to be machriya, agunas, and eidos isha over a lumdus and how you understand the game, but eidos, that already says he's not so comfortable with. But again, it's a classic tshuva, it's an Ebena Ezer.